The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Yasilovsky, Dayan, Beis Havad, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Kitten, Dag Tehe. You understand the nusach that we write in our Gittin. The Mishnah said, Gufa shall get the ikik sav, what we should write in the get, Hare at muteret l'chaladim. You are mutter to all people. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, V'day v'yehevi v'chim inoi, say petruchim v'geres shruchim l'mach l'snas. The Gemara explained, Machoikis is depending on Machoikis in the Dorim, Yadayim Shein Mechichis, Havin Yadayim, Loi Havin Yadayim. And then the Gemara declares, Iboi Yiluhu, we had a question, Be'inem V'dayin, or Loi Be'inem V'dayin, do we have to write V'dayin, we don't have to write V'dayin, and it's Iboi Yiluhu Ifshito, so we are Machmir, we have to write V'dayin, like Rabbi Yehuda said, and this we write in all Gittin, Torah is a shrug, is a sechi, lechi, lamach, is nasvo. Then it says, Vahre at materas lechal odom. The day the heavy lechi, say for truchim, they get a shrukim, they get the turim. So, we already machmer, like Rav Yehuda, that you have to write the day. So the question becomes, why also we put in the lashon, Vahre at materas lechal odom? So, in the original Nuschois of the Rishonim, many had simply a Nusach, all in Aramish, and just the Dain, no Arei at Muteres L'Chalotam. Tosfos on Daf Chavov brings that Rabbeinu Tam was manic to put in, he was besakin, in all Gittin, he was putting in Arei at Muteres L'Chalotam. How did he notice? Because the Gemara says Torah lahaniach mokum hareya muteres l'chalodim, it's mashba that that's what you write in the get. And also he brings our Mishnah says gufa shall get hareya muteres l'chalodim. Also it's very mashba that hareya muteres l'chalodim is an important piece. We have to write this in the get. So therefore he says you're going to write also hareya muteres l'chalodim, and it's not a lot on the get in Rishonim because they tackle. Put in a lot of lashonis which are good for a gerushin. Lachayr, like we understand, Rabbi Yehuda is only saying more. You have the more explicit lashon. So we have to understand first what is it doing here, the extra lashon of Hareyat Materas L'Chaladim. The second thing is a big problem that was created by this takana of Rabbeinu Tam. And this is a long truth, I'll more about it. But he gives three terutzim, other Achim say another teretz. I want to be with Hashem say a fifth teretz, and with this we'll come out maybe enough community la aloha. La aloha is in Ebenezer Kuf Chavov, the Mechaber says, Kuisun aget b'chol ksavu b'chol loshen. You can write a get in any language. Now, aloha lamaisa. Chalakas Mechoikik points out that we can't do this in any other lashon because mi yochel l'sadin nusach echad beget b'lashon acher. Who could come up with a perfect nusach like we have exactly translated from Aramish into a lashon that would perfectly translate all the dikdukim and all the chumras that we have in our seder aget? Our get is perfect, but. And that's why we have our nusach the way it is in Aramis. Then the Mechaber says, "Avol imhoyem miktsas aget kosev b'loshon echot." If what part of the get was written in one loshon, or miktsas b'loshon acher posel. If part of the get was written in one loshon and part of the get is written in a second loshon, this is a problem. In fact, there are more. What is with our loshon aget? For us, we're writing the whole thing in Aramish and part in Lashon HaKodesh. So the Ramah's first teretz, he says that over here, Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon HaRami work together. And they're both good. Shneim nitnu b'Sinai, and they're both a good Lashon. So therefore, it works together. Others ask, could they have both given b'Sinai? They're both Kodesh, but it's a different language. If it's a different talk, how does it connect together? Really, it could be in the truest Ramah, the Chaylik on the Ramah was the son of the Ramah Mepadva of Shmuel. He said a different Nakuda, really, that a lot of times you find in Targum, it's going to borrow here and there a Hebrew word, a Lashon HaKodesh word, and therefore you see they work together. He argues also on the Ramah in exactly what Aramis is. He says that Aramis is really Lashon HaKodesh Meshubish, so sort of he's saying it really is exactly the same Lashon. That's one teretz. The second teretz the Ramah says is that really the problem of the Rambam to write Miktas I get Lashon Echad and Miktas I get Lashon Echad is only when it's Miktasay and Miktasay, when it's Rubay in one Lashon and Miutay in the other Lashon, that's not a problem. So here we have Roiv in Lashon HaKodesh, in Lashon HaRamis, and a little bit we put in some Lashon HaKodesh, that doesn't bother us. And that's debated over there in the Truas Ramah. What's the difference between Miktasay and Miktasay? Worse, I really don't understand this Teret so much. The Frat, the way the Prisha explains, what is this problem of having two Lashonis? So the Prisha explains, the problem is that if you have two Lashonis, it's a problem of Sefer Echad Eloi Shnei Svarim. You're not allowed to give two Svarim. It has to be one get. And if you're going to write two different Lashonis and two different things, it's two different Gittin. And I think if you have a full get, a big get in Lashon HaRamis, and let's say a small get in Lashon HaKodesh, maybe it's small, but it's two. If a Re'ah Uteres Chodom is one get, and the rest is another get, it's like giving two Svarim. The Tosfos and Sotah Daf Yochez, I think, says that even by two kosher Gittin, if you put them together, we have a problem of Shnei Svarim. So maybe the Ramah took on a different understanding that if it's two different Lashonis, then it doesn't read together, as some other Achronim say. Maybe there's a different understanding in the whole Halacha. Really, the Tosefta seems to put it together with the Halachas of the Edim. The Edim, if you have, the Tosefta says, if you have five Edim in five different Lashonis, and they get written in five different Lashonis, then it's possible, according to the Gersa of the Rambam. Other Rishonim are Geras in the Tosefta Kosher, but the Rambam says possible. The Raivada disagrees with the Rambam, and he says that only the case of the Tosefta is a problem because it's five different Lashonis. But if you have the Edim in the same Lashon, then the Edim are Metzarefit. The Rambam could be argues, and he says, no, the Edim are not Metzarefit, because the Edim in one Lashon looks like they're only being made on that part of the get. And the part of the get that's not in the same language as the Edim is disconnected. But whatever the reason is, you have to think if it makes a difference, if it's only a Miktas that's out, maybe according to this chat, it's more understandable that if it's only a Miktas that's out, and you have Roiv in this language, it's okay. The third Teretz the Ramah gives, and this is very shver, and the Ramah and the Tshuva really writes that this is the main Teretz, that the only time there's a problem to write a second Lashon in the get, if it's in the Torah, which means the Me'ikar of the get, the Yiluy of Shoshtar, if it's in that part that's Ma'akiv, Torah, then it's a problem. But we added Harei Muteres L'chol Adam after we have a whole get with all the Lashonis, that is already called extra things. It's just a careful dvorim that we're doing l'chatchila, and therefore it doesn't bother me if this extra lashon that we're doing l'chatchila happened in a different language. Now, the Rama himself really brings it there that there is a shita in our sugya, the Ramban. The Ramban asks, why do we need harem muteres l'chol adam after he already wrote l'chol gvard l'hisnasu l'chol gvard tisatsu, we already said. So the Ramban says because l'hisnasu is only mashma aheter nisuin. It didn't yet tell you clearly that it's muter even biznus, and it might be a shear in the understanding. It's a that this muter even biznus. It's a yiboyd l'ifshet and the gemara by us and pehei, and therefore it's not good. So therefore, you're writing also harei muteres l'chol. But then the Ramban says that if you left that harei muteres l'chol adam, it's choishes to say that maybe the halacha should be in nisus teitzei. So the Ramban was very machmer about this. He held that this is, and he says really, because it's gufa shel get, it's the main thing of the get. So it's very hard, according to that, it's impossible to understand this Rama. Furthermore, if you really think about all these turotzim, it seems a little bit not like this. Because what we put in Lashon HaKodesh in our get starts off the Zman in the beginning of the get. On top of that, put in the Shem HaIsh V'Shem HaIsha. So, Enoch and Ami, in the Nusach of the Rif, it says Yosef Bar Shemen. But by us, we're very machmer in the get, we only put Ben, not Bar. Because the Shem HaIsh is Lashon HaKodesh. And the next thing we put in, Arei Muteres L'chol Adam. It would seem almost the opposite. It would seem like we're doing the Dafka Torah in Lashon HaKodesh and the rest, not really. Also, another thing is, we have to understand, is for Dain, the Yehevi Lechi, is that Torah or is that Tofes according to us? The Prichodesh in Simin Kuf He, he really says that anything that's ma'akiv in the get has a din of Torah. For all the nafkaminas of Torah that's ma'akiv the lishma and mechuber for tenaim that are put in the get that it should be lachatev, anything that's necessary, and that would include the Dain and Minoy, this would all be considered toiv. Others argue, and really, it's a mashmoyis of the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis by us. The Rambam says, even though afal pi shekufi shall get is hareyam muteres l'chol adam, Rabbi Yehuda says, still you need v'dein. So you could understand that really the Torah of the get is Hareyat Muteres L'chol Adam. What's necessary, Tofes HaMa'akev, is words that are Mekasha one to the other, and words that are Ma'akev like the Dain and Minoy. You need to have them there, but that's not what's causing, that's not what is the actual active Lashoinus that are considered Torah, that have to be done Lashma, and if you're going to write that Lashma, it's going to cause the whole get to be Lashma. So really, if you understand like that, what we call Torah, Torah L'Aniach Mokum Arei Muteres L'Chol Adam, that is exactly in Lashon HaKodesh. And the rest is maybe albeit Ma'akiv, but it's really called Tofes. So now, there's another teretz, a full teretz that the Achronim explain, that maybe you could say that Lashon HaKodesh and Aramis is talking the two together is called Lashon HaTalmud in the words of the Taz. This is like we say, shibisharet. It's a way of talking. You talk Gemara language, you say Lashon HaKodesh and Hebrew and Aramis together. Doesn't really answer the way we're putting it. Where we're davka putting the ikur in Lashon HaKodesh. So I found Ezras Hashem in the seda I get from the Marim Margolius, which is what the Ramor refers to as the seda I get. He writes over the Hare Muteres L'Chol Adam, he's mefarish the whole get. He says Hare Muteres L'Chol Adam Zeu Gufa Shel Get, and he explains the Lashon Muteres is also a lashon of hefker, like ro'o vayatel goyim. Mutter is a lashon of hefker, lashon of released. Just like you said, I'm koyling you, and now I'm unloosening it. I'm releasing you from the bond of the marriage. So, and he says over there a bunch of different reasons why we need harei muteres l'chol adam. After we already have Mahachles Nasva, it says Gerushin by itself might be only Mashma from the Baal. Then he says another reason, which really the Ramban also refers to, that Arei Muteres L'Chol Adam is including also to be matter her, even from those that Kedushin of Tepes Ba'Avera, like Koyin. And then he says another teretz, but first he says a very important thing to our discussion. He says, "Ulkach ko'omar nami b'loshon hakodesh." The reason why we're saying in loshon hakodesh, "Keloimer bozeh haloshon iker." This loshon is the main loshon. V'chein l'ni kedushin, and so too l'ni kedushin nami amrinon lishna derabbonon harei mikudeshes li. That the Gemara in the beginning of Kedushin says that the Lashon Harei Mekudeshes Li is the term that the Rabbanon coined for Kedushin. Kolomer Asuro the Osola Kulama Kehektish. And really, it says, Ulakach, Ikun shall get the Harei Muteres L'Chol Adam. The Shakvar Osola Isha Kehektish. He already asked her, he made her unpermissible like Hektish. Ulakach Matirin Oiso. We matter her. That now she's not Asura Oid Kehektish. Therefore, B'shas the get, at the time of the scene of the Baal, also says these words, V'ariyat Muteres L'Chol Adam, that the Inyan Isser Shayach Loimar Muter. So really, it would seem like to say that I get this Soyuz in himself one minute to the next. But if you look in Tosis and Kedushin Dav Beis, he explains the Lashon of Ariyat Mekudeshes. There it seems like that it's taka a lashon of miuchedes to me. It's a lashon of specifically for me, and also it's saying a lashon of osur, unpermissible to everybody. Kehektish. So hektish has two aspects in it, and keneged that muteres also has two aspects in it. There's an aspect of hefker, and there's an aspect also of muter, permissible, and actually. Zman Azeb, and they give a get, and they want to attach the word Areya Muteres. Those I heard say, Areya Muteres, you are untied and permissible. Maybe untied, maybe more released, Hefker, but that's what the point is. The point is that Muteres has a double language, and this is the perfect language for get. This is the way that Rabbanon coined what the Torah looks at. The concept of divorce is Arei Muteres L'Chol Adam. So then he says another time, why you're writing the two Lashonis, why you're writing Arei Muteres L'Chol Adam after you wrote already Mahatmes Nasve, is because it's a Machloikis Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanon and the Mishnah, and we're not sure who we paskin like. That's the reason why we're writing two Lashonis. So it will come out like this. A little more understandable why the Ramban is so machmir on Arei Muteres L'Chol Adam, because really, according to the Rabbanon, the Lashon of Arei Muteres is where it's happening. According to this, it comes out very difficult to understand a psak was it steht in the Neid of Yehuda. When a get that came and the reish von Hareyat Mutarz of Odom got a smudge of ink on it and it leaned Hareyat Mutarz instead of Mutarz. So when you look in the Neid of Yehuda, comments, Sidon Pehei, he is a little true about it, but Tirch HaZorim, he comes up with an unbelievable chat. He says, the Ramban was machmer if you don't have a ramp with Teres Lechol Adam. It was missing. But why was he machmer? He's only machmer because it's maybe Meshayer that he's not matter also biznus or something like this. So that's only maybe if the Baal could ma'arer that when he wrote Les Nasva was only intention for marriage. But if the Baal already wrote the get, it was Mitzvah the Sofer to write the get, and they wrote Muteres also. So in such a get, once they wrote Muteres, so what does the Les Naso mean? The Les Naso means full marriage. So then the Muteres really is not really necessary to have the Muteres, and the main get already could be the Les Naso. And in such a case, maybe could be Mekel more on the Reh Muteres of all them. But really, according to this, it would sound like the point is more, the setup is more that the Loshen HaMegalosh and the Get and the main Loshenness of the Get are taka written in Loshen HaKodesh, and this is where the intention is to be writing the main Get. Even though Avada, we're Machmer to write, we're not leaving all the Konas Sefer we don't hold of, and because the Tefas at the Torah for writing the whole entire Get Lishma, but still seems like from this Seder HaGet that we're machmer like the Rabbanon also to have a Reh Muteres Lechol Adam, it becomes a little harder to understand the Neid of Yehuda's Heter.
I mean, the Lav Ochi I found in Or Gadol, they say that from the Rabban itself, it's Mavur that the Chumra of the Rabban is not only the Mokum, the ear of the Baal. But getting back to our point, we're saying that there are no two Lashonis over here. The get is being written, the toifis of the get is mostly written in Lashon Aramis. He's spelling out, I'm going to divorce you with this paper, but when it comes to the word itself of the Gerushin, he tells her in the perfect Lashon of the Rabbanon, which is happens to be Lashon HaKodesh, and says, Areat Muteres Lechol Adam. But according to all the understandings that we understood, what the prominence of Lashon is, we can understand it. It's not two svarim. It's one sefer. It talks as one sefer. It also has one connection. It's saying how I'm going to divorce you, and then I'm going to try to use the perfect language. And here it is. Areat Muteres Lechol Adam. And the Edim also, the Edim Achasnim, the Lashon HaKodesh. But this is it. The get has one mikshah, it is written as a person talking Beloshen Hamis, but coming to fill out the Torah, the main Gerushin, and to spell it out in the perfect way, he uses a Loshen which doesn't exist in Loshen Hamis, the perfect Loshen of Hareyat Muteres Lechol Adam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.